Salt Lake Valley Law Enforcement Service Area. It is April 19th, and we have a call. So first item on the agenda is public comment. It's everyone from the public wishing to address this board. I see none, so we'll move item number two, which is the conflict of interest. I don't think there's anything on the agenda that requires disclosure. Item number three, acceptance of the 2017 audited financial statements.
We had Kyle and Ray here with Squire, from Otter Shelter, and the time we had them. They passed out the financial statements from you, and let them present those financial statements, and then any follow-up questions you go.
Good to be with you this morning. Hopefully you've seen a copy of this already, at least in PDF, that Scott got that out to you. So there are three separate reports. I guess if we go to the table of contents just real quick, just to kind of see what's entailed here. So the very first, our auditor's report, we won't turn to that, but we're issuing a clean opinion on these financial statements. So unmodified, highest opinion we can give there. And then down at the very bottom, the last two, there's some compliance work and tests that we have to do. So page 18 is our kind of the controls. Page 20, state compliance. So the requirements that we have to do to, or the compliance testing that we have to do to ensure you've complied with certain state laws. In both of those opinions, no control matters to report to the board here. That you need to be aware of that we noted, and no compliance findings as well. Andrew and his staff, Scott, they're doing what they're supposed to, complying with those laws that they get that we were testing. If we go to page 10, just briefly, we'll highlight a few things here with you, and then if there's any questions, we'll take those. So if we go page 10, that's your balance sheet at year end. So at December 31st, so as you can see, some cash and investments there. Again, that money would be used for UPD or sent to UPD for the police services. Some money that we're still owed from property taxes, a little bit of accounts payable there, a little bit of liability. Some of your delinquent taxes, and then fund balance. Wanted to say it looks like we got a healthy fund balance. We know about almost $5 million of that went to the withdrawing members, the Mill Creek, Riverton, and Harriman. So that 2.2 that's left over, if I think we equated, and Andrew, you can correct me here, about half of the revenues left with those three cities.
So yeah, it's roughly about half.
So if we take that 2.2 and we compare it to two pages over, there's your revenues. For this year under audit, that's $36 million. But if we can look kind of in the future, that will be about 18. That $2 million represents about a 12% amount of your fund balance. So I'm not quite sure as a board where you're wanting to land, but that's usually a pretty healthy spot to be. And so again, just from a, that's why you're about at a 12%. So as you guys make decisions on where you want to be, you can know that's where you're at right at year end. So that's page 10 there, your balance sheet. If we flip to page 12, mentioned it once. So this is your statement of activities, your statement of revenue and expenditures with your budgets also shown. So it kind of can show where you landed relative to your budgets, and you're really close on both of these. So actual amounts is that third column. So as you can see, property taxes, as you know, is the revenue coming in. So almost $36 million this year. Again, that will drop close to about 18 ballpark moving forward with that money and going to UPD there. But within budget, so again, that's one of the compliance areas we look at. Within budget, reports as we're getting them timely. Things are getting reconciled quickly. We're not having any issues. Way of journal entries, there's few journal entries that are made, so the accounting is being done right, and it's being done timely. Those were the things that we wanted to highlight with you, that you're Here's your in good state, good financial position, and no matters to really report to the board of any issues that we know with this.
One real stupid question.
No.
You may have noted that sometimes in our bank account, we have excess amounts that is not covered by federal insurance if you have a bank failure. I don't know how often that occurs, and it's legal that we do that. Are we at risk?
Yeah, I
mean, I guess you are. So,
I'd like to comment. That actually happened. It usually happens when we receive our bond proceeds or we receive another unusual distribution at the end of a month. Typically, we try and keep less than $50,000 in our operating account. But occasionally, and it happened at the end of February this year because we got the bond proceeds on the last day of the month. And when you go on to the public treasurer's investment pool site, it takes them about a day to get that out. And so
we're just talking a day or two, though, that we're at risk from that.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And right at year end, all your taxes are coming in, so cash might be a little bit high throughout the
right.
That November, December time frame as taxes are coming in and we're getting them out to UPD there. Thank you.
Are there any other questions on the budget? I would entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Move to aye. Accept.
Pardon?
Move to accept.
Yes, okay, thank you. Yes. Uh-huh.
All right.
Andrew, quarterly financial reports.
Quarterly financials, I'll let Scott review the financials with you. There's a year end summary that I'll go over and then the first quarter of this year.
Okay, so. So actually go to page 2, the one that has 2017 Slovisa quarterly up there first. So this item just clarifies, we had presented this in, I can't remember when, it was in December, in January. We thought it was pretty close, but there were a couple tweaks to it as we went to the end of the year. And this just shows where we landed at the $7,189,000. That's at the bottom of the second column there. And Kyle kind of went over most of the variances on that, so I don't know that there's a lot of other items, you know, to really go through on that, but I just wanted to show that we have, you know, came to the same conclusions there that Kyle did in the financial statements. If you go back to the first page, the one that says 2018, excuse me, Slovisa Quarterly Financial Review, this one takes us at that starting fund balance of $7,189,000. It shows our service fee cutting down. If you look in the second and the third column there, our service fee to you and the police department will be about $16 million, a little better than $16 million this year, where last year it was closer to $34 million or something like that. Accordingly, some of the fees will change as a result of that. There is a contribution to member cities. If you look at the third item there, $7,979,000. We had budgeted $7,920,000. So in June, we will be doing a budget update to that so that we tie out. And that was based on the most current reconciliation of last year's numbers that we did that distribution on. And then our note interest in this current year, we will have to issue two bonds. We've issued one bond for $7 million. We'll have to do another bond for $2 to $2.5 million, somewhere in that range. But we'll pin that down and come to you before we do that. That will be sometime in the, say, June to August time frame. And the reason why we have to do two bonds is we can't meet the spend down requirements, because the spend down requirements require us to spend it in 6 months. And we can't quite meet that spend down requirement with a single bond with our fund balance at the level that it is. The note interest, we're budgeted at $125,000. This is where the market being in recovery and interest rates going up is a bad thing, because we're having to pay more money on our note interest on our bonds. In the past, last year we paid $137,000 on a $19 million bond. The bond that we currently have, I can't remember the amount, is it $122,000, I think it's all lumped in together on there, unfortunately. I think it's $122,000 that's on our current bond. That's only on $7 million that we have to pay. So you can see markets are drastically different than what they were last year, and that has a direct impact on our costs. But going down through our property taxes, just under $16 million, some prior year collections that we'll be getting, and then also fee in lieu brings us to where we'll bring in about $17 million net. Again, on the interest, this is the flip side of that. Other interest, we will be receiving more interest this year, so we'll also be bringing a budget adjustment to you to recognize some additional interest in June as well. But anyhow, when you run all through all this, we think that we will end the year at about $2.7 million of fund balance. That's the bottom number. You can either look at the second or the third column, whether you want to look at our budget or our projection. They're very close to each other, which is about a 16% value to our fund, our revenues. And we think that that's a respectable place, and it matches the five-year plan that we've put into place, which recommended a 15% budget amount, or fund balance amount for that. So we think we're in a decent place as we start going and moving into the future.
That was the highlight, and that's it. All right, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. No action requested on that. We'll move to item number five, which is to set the date of June 21st, 2018 at 10 a.m. for the budget amendment hearing and setting of the final 2018 tax rate.
So moved.
Okay, second? Anyone?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item number six has been pulled from the agenda, is that correct,
Carl? It is. I'll work with Harry on that. Some of the changes I saw for the first time this morning, and they're somewhat inconsistent with some other paragraphs of the agreement, so we'll work through that and get you something.
Okay, thank you. And that'll be next to the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Lastly, adoption of the minutes for March 15th. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Aye. Thank you, Paul, for your second.
Yes.
And, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we'll see you on May 17th. Thank you.
Thank you.